The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 4th of August 2017. Stand your ass up, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and say, I am a winner. I am a champion. I am a winner. I am a champion. Two very important lines that I can't stress more and more. Obviously, I say a lot more. I listen to a lot of things during the day. I make the time no matter what's going on here because there's nothing like reconstructing your mind. And if you go out and listen to anyone, you talk to anyone on the show, they all have built a different mindset because you cannot be an entrepreneur if you're just a regular walking around, hoo-hoo-hoo kind of guy or girl. Because you'll fall flat on your fucking face. I got news for you. And it's hard enough when you got young businesses that you are working your ass off to make go, and you still got to bust your hiney even harder. And it might require other things to make it go. So remember those two things. It's very, very important. Secondly, go out to the winner's circle at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Download that product. I'm not going to get into a ton of things with it. Maybe you've heard it too many times, but you ought to listen to it. And you ought to buy the product because for 13 modules, divide that into $247, you have a lifetime of knowledge that's here at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. And as I said, we're going to add more modules, but there's no point adding modules if people aren't going to come to the table and say, look, I'm going to get off my ass and I'm going to do something because I have always worked with anybody. So there's plenty of things we can do. There's plenty of footage I can build. Whatever you want to do, we'll do it. But you've got to take the risk. You got to have a leap of faith in yourself. So go out there, purchase the product. I promise you, your life will never be the same again. And there's no guarantees with any of it like you see with all this other bullshit going on. You go out, become a student, then you put it in the application. So check that out. Also, too, the contribute page. You want to make a contribution to us, which we need big time, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You'll see, click it, says contribute. $25, $50, $100. $25 gets you the first module of the beginning. $50 gets you the first module of the beginning and a half an hour of free consultation with me. And last but not least, $100 gets you the beginning and two free half-hour consultations with me. Now, you want 30 years of being around something that's really going to matter? You know, you hear everybody, well, you got to invest in this, invest in that. You invest in this company, both companies, I guarantee you, well, we're knocking the lights out of everything right now. But there's more to come, and obviously things are on the way of changing here big time with Motivation, Muscle, and a lot of other things. It's going to be a little bit different for quite a while here, but when this thing strikes, it's going to be like a meteor hitting the earth, and I can guarantee you that. Because why? Because I'm the driver. And I don't lay down for anyone or anything. And if you want to give, great. If you don't, don't. That's okay, too. I'm a man of principle, and I shoulder responsibility. And I always practice what I preach here. But anything you like to contribute, the winner's circle, go for it. I'd really appreciate it. Next, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got Dr. William Wong on with us, and I'm going to bring this gentleman in shortly. We all know there's quite a consensus out there. They love Dr. Wong. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want anybody to get their back up, but I will tell you this. He is very, very popular here at M&M because I get the notes or the comments you see out on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So if you go out to category/podcast, go out and look at all the shows he and I have done. Let me see. One more thing. When you want to sign up for our newsletter, there's only one place you can go. MotivationMuscle.com. It's the homepage. It's right below Patreon. Sign up. Get on here. I'm going to start doing more and more things associated with that. That goes right to my MailChimp account. You're in there. You're locked in. You'll get whatever I put out. So I thank you in advance for that. Well, as I said, we got Dr. Wong on here today, and I'm going to give you some information on this gentleman. Number one, he is a classical naturopath, a PhD, an PhD exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. Dr. Wong, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me back on board.
It's my honor. Obviously, please give out your website. I don't know if we announced it the last time. I don't think it was up, but you got to go out and look at his new website. His wife did an outstanding job. Wait till you see it. So give that out, anything I missed, and we're going to talk about today. I know this is going to strike a chord like everything we do. We're going to talk about Warriors of the World today, which I think if you listen to Dr. Wong and myself, you know there's going to be some type of wild-ass spin on it. So take it away, my friend. Give out the info we need.
Thank you. My writings can be found at drwong.us. That's drwong.u as in United, S as in States. My radio shows, for now, my podcast can be found at drwongradio.com, and I do have to apologize. We haven't posted anything on there. Since summer of last year, we had the sudden death of our in-house accountant. My wife, Michelle, is our CEO, our CFO, and our webmaster, as you just heard Eric say. And she has been so drowned and so busy in work, catching up and finding things and doing whatever, that we have not had the time to update the radio site. But she's found a way to get around that, and we're going to be putting the new shows on a YouTube channel. We're going to have a link from the radio site to that YouTube channel once we get it up. Yep. And all of the shows I've done since last summer, including a rehash of the Fighting Things Most Likely to Kill You lecture, will be on that YouTube site. So then, if you want to take a look at our supplements, please go to drwongsessentials.com. And as Eric said, it's a visually beautiful site, and it's real easy to maneuver.
Yep. Very easy to maneuver, and, you know, that's the thing with too many websites. It's too damn confusing. You're jumping through hoops, and people don't stay on with you. That's just the way it is. One thing I can say, especially with the big changes coming with the show, I'm hoping everything, half of it should be done by year's end. If everything can be done, it will be done. But one thing I can say about websites and things of that nature is, nice and clean, real simple, real tight, and that's it. I don't want to be bouncing around. And with some of the stuff we have planned and with some of the stuff I've talked about, and I've talked to Dr. Wong, Ryan Pitts, and a number of people, our good friend, Matt, and I didn't even talk about Sand Dune. Matt's going to be on next week. His name's Matt Dahl, and this Sand Dune product is unbelievable. John Bruni's got one via the show, Eric Gutman, and there's going to be other people because I've had lots of questions about it. Now, I believe I'm just waiting to hear back from him. Matt's going to be on Monday morning, it looks like. Matt lives out in California, but he's all over the world. He's got quite a product there, and we are going to be getting into this heavily. But I've also said you got to go through me, and there's a particular website page that is set up especially for motivation and muscle. So, you know, I'm giving out my number everywhere. I don't mind doing it. If you want to find out about the Sand Dune, you can go out to sanddunusa.com. But you're not going to get the discount that I've got, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do Monday for this product. So you can get a hold of me at 518-894-4450. Talk to me. I'll send you right to the page where you can order it. You'll get $50 off it via Motivation and Muscle, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about some other things. And I've got a lot of news. John Bruni's going to. We have some really interesting people coming up about that product, so stay tuned. Well, first off, Dr. Wong, did you get everything out? I hope I didn't cut you off. Number one.
No, not at all.
I didn't want to forget that. I forget it a lot of times, and I had the paper in front of me. And there is what you got to go out and look at his site. Michelle did one hell of a job, and I congratulate her for that. She wears a lot of hats, like a lot of us. It's not an easy thing. People understand the behind the scenes stuff that's going on here, like I'm sure with Michelle, you know, and I know a number of other people that are doing things. It's not the glamorous stuff you see when you come to the web page and it jumps out at you. But these things are even more important. So this is what we're really tied up in, and this is what we're going to be doing besides external devices to enhance so many things here. All right. Warriors of the World. Number one, when I thought of this, and I, you know, I talked to Dr. Wong as much as I can without being a pain in the ass to him. There's certain things that come up in my head that I think of him first with it. And, you know, we have really made inroads with so many things, you know, whether it's the testosterone. I believe the last show we did was anger management, and people went bananas with that. Because there's so many things that are out there that are being said. And I don't feel that many people stand up for anything anymore. And I said to Dr. Wong, this goes back even further to what we've talked about when, you know, they want to destroy male masculinity. The show is called End Toxic Male Masculinity. And I told him, and I mean, if you've listened to him through the years or you go out to his website, you're going to hear that same line coming through where you have somebody here that's not going to take the bullshit. And I'm trying to get, especially men, you know, I can't be more I want to make this impression on everybody to stop sitting back, standing back. I don't care. If you believe in it and you don't like what somebody's saying, have your facts and confront them. But to do that, men, get rid of all the BS, the spare tire, the nine-month belly. I've told you before, there's a number of people here that know how to get you started, whether it's the exercises. You hear Dr. Wong with his products. You know, we've talked, and we're going to get into it on and on. But to me, I'm going to make this quick and go right to you. Warriors of the World, obviously, a lot of that has to do, we've heard that, through the military, through the fighting men and women that we admire, and we have total respect. And I know a lot of things have changed in the military. I don't even care about today's military. I'm talking backwards, all right? Things, standards. But, on the other hand, there's a lot of us walking around that are warriors of the world. You hear us talk here. You hear our standards, our beliefs, our training, how we want to eat, how we want to sleep, how we conduct our private lives, how we stand up, how we have the classic steel rod backbone going from the bottom of your feet right up to the top of your head, literally. All right? I always equated if someone did an x-ray on my back, they'd be like, what the hell is that big, thick steel rod that you can't see externally, but it's right in you? And I tell them, that's many years of getting my balls kicked in and coming back at you 10 times harder. See, I said the other day, it was very interesting, and I read this, and I know you'll be interested in this, Doc. Anybody that hasn't gone out, I hope you have, because I talked about it on a show a couple days ago with Humidity and Imagine. And I went out and read a little bit about Sir Edmund Hillary. And anybody that doesn't know about him, go back and listen to the show and then go out and investigate. He had a failed attempt on Mount Everest, and he lost members of his team. And one of the great, I circled a lot of this stuff off. Of course, he got a hero's welcome regardless in London, England. And, you know, it had some of the biggest powerful people in the lords of the British Empire. And one thing I wrote down here which really, really got me was this. It says, I'm going to read this verbatim. When Hillary arose to receive the acclaim of the distinguished audience, he turned around and faced the mountain and said, Mount Everest, you have defeated me, but I will return and I will defeat you because you can't get any bigger and I can. Warrior of the world. Take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. You know, when most of us think of being warriors, we think about being in a team, in a platoon or in a division or in a whatever. We're all proud of being in the 82nd or the 101st or the Marine Corps or the Navy SEALs or the Air Force PJs. We're all proud of being affiliated with something, but we're lifters.
Yep.
And we're lifters and we're strongmen, and most of what we do is on our own. So let's tweak that warrior philosophy just a bit. I want you to think of yourself as a Ronin walking down a path in Japan, minding your own business, just walking between village to village, doing odd jobs here and there, but you've got this pride. Mm-hmm. You've got this philosophy of being. You've got a set of rights and wrongs. You've got things you'll do, things you won't do. You've got things that you need to do to train. And that's always in you. It's always present in you. It's burning inside of you. To the outside world, you may look like you're just staring at the floor, just walking along.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen any of those movies, any of the samurai movies, especially the old ones with Toshiro Mifune.
Yep.
And he's just walking along. And then all of the Clint Eastwood movies, all of the first ones,
yep,
were actually remakes of Japanese samurai movies, were actually remakes of Toshiro Mifune movies. So think about, again, the lone cowboy,
yep,
or the Ronin, minding his business. Clint Eastwood rides his mule into town. Four cowboys start making fun of him and upset his mule.
Yep.
Okay. He wasn't doing a damn thing. He was leaving everyone alone. He has a certain set of principles. He doesn't shy away like a snowflake. Oh, I'm sorry that my mule offended you. I'm sorry that my mule has mule privileges.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got this and he's got that. I will make sure he doesn't bother you gentlemen anymore. No. He did apologize. He asked for an apology from them for offending his mule.
Yep.
And then he went to work. Okay, so we have this internal image of ourselves as, yes, we're part of a team, but we're also the lone Ronin. We are the lone cowboy. We are the last soldier standing at the top of a hill with the enemy coming up.
Yep.
We are the last Viking. We are the last whatever you want to image yourself as. Develop that philosophy. Develop that warrior mentality and then apply it to your training. And that will keep you from saying, no, I don't want to do legs today.
Right, right, right. It'll be like you'll never say uncle again the rest of your life. Right. And, you know, look – we hear things like warriors thrown all over the place, and it's to me, it's like everything. Everything at one point or another is hyped up. It's popular. It's what's in. But you know what? The condition of a warrior, a lifetime of a warrior, is maybe you zig and zag a little bit, but you know what your purpose is. Right. And you're always improving on that purpose. And that's where the misunderstanding comes. And this is why you see people, you know, you're always going to hear people that don't believe in it, or they're always going to come up with some kind of negative connotation towards it. And you know why it is mostly, folks? Because you can't fucking do it. All right? So what you're going to do now is you're going to try to smash it right into the ground. Whomever is doing this stuff who's legit, of course, it's going to be like anything you see in the world now. Send the attack dogs out and let's see what happens. But you know what? The idea to me of a warrior is this. No matter what comes your way, no matter whatever you're in, like I was talking the other day, when I talked about training, it was 100 degrees in my garage. I'm not telling Dr. Wong anything from living where he lives in Texas, but, you know, we face this every year in New York, and I know guys that take actually a summer off. Don't come and tell me you're a warrior, believe me. And then you'll get the other end where, well, you know, if you go out in that, you could drop dead from heat stroke. Yeah, but I think I'm a little bit smarter than that. And, I mean, anything could happen, obviously. But when it's 100 degrees in that power rack and the floor looks like somebody sprayed it with water, of course I am going to take the necessary precautions to survive, all right? Now, 3 days prior to that, I did a dead stop right at parallel, 551 squat, and then I was in the mid-fours. I believe it was either 457 or 467. Whatever 90% of is 551. Do the math, I'll tell you. And I did that. I did, you know, the last set with that, and I even did a second set with a set of rods 4 inches above and did an isometric hold, which pretty much just broke everything on me at that point. Now, I went out and did a few other things, obviously, with the pullovers, the neck work, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But this is my point. As a warrior and somebody that swears to the act of being a warrior, who is internally a warrior, you're not going to just stop your progress with anything because it's 100 degrees. Now, the smart money is, yes, if it's that oppressive, maybe you wait till the nighttime, or maybe the next morning it's cooler. I got it. I've done it before. There's no point of going out and literally killing yourself, all right? But that's once in a great while. Even if you go out and spend 40 minutes out there with your warm-up, with one big movement, to me, you are a warrior of the world because you know to get to these next levels mentally, physically, and spiritually, to go after these big things you want to. And we talk about leadership here. You know, when I say about my pop, be a leader, not a follower, or General Patton, we lead from the front. Just like General Patton says, you don't lead from the back, you lead from the front. Okay? And you don't wear pink dresses and you don't wear high heels, all right? Like we saw in that picture. Sorry, folks. I don't care what day it is. All right, now, I'll tell you for an instance today. I'll get right to you. I had to go to our local co-op here. And it's probably the building's maybe 5 years old now. It's huge. It's got a lot of good stuff. But if you got a problem with different style of people, you might have a problem with that place. I say hello to who I have to. I just do my stuff and get out of there. All right? Now, I had to pick something up with the grass-fed beef and another part of it. And the guy that waited on me, I don't know what was going on with him, whatever. You know, he had pink lipstick on. He had his hair kind of tied up like a girl would. And he had a girl's shirt on, I'm sure of it. I know the difference, all right? Pleasant enough, you know, he had the whole thing with the voice going. I don't know what the objective was, and I really don't give a rat's ass. But see, that's the difference, man. You know, let him choose that life and stay where he wants to, all right? But that's not my life, my association. That's an in and out, get your stuff, goodbye. And I think, and we've said it before on numerous shows, the shit's going to hit the fan here. There's no doubt about it. It is right now. And, I mean, there's a lot of good things going on. You're looking economically. I was looking today at a lot of the trends through Forbes magazine. Because I love reading about all that stuff. The jobs, obviously, there's a lot of great stuff job-wise going on. especially when you get two foreign car companies now building plants here. The economy is starting to cook, and there's been a lot of people for a long time hurting badly. And this is a good positive thing. And that's why I say, you know, we love the weights, we love everything, but you know something too? You have to have outside things that are going to spur you on too, to lead, to be the warriors on the outside, because you know, there's a lot of men and women working their ass off every day, 2-3 jobs, just to keep their families intact, to be able to stay in a lousy, stinking home that really, you know, when you look at what they're having to do to keep this place, you know, solvent, it's insane. And I just think that this show especially, you know, not only to what we do and how we live outside, they are warriors of the world too. They live by a standard where they have responsibility in them, and they do the necessary things to be able to thrive and keep their children. Because I remember my father saying, every Fiorello that came over here took another step above the Fiorello that was below them. All right? The idea was to always build, build, march, build, march, become the warrior of the world. Because the idea here is, we always want to see everybody, whether it's family, friends, even people you don't know. My standard is this. I want you to get better. I want you to become the best version of you. All right, Doc, I've gone long enough. Take it away.
You know, you mentioned leading from the front.
Yep.
Right in front of me here, I've got a little statue of Stonewall Jackson.
Yep.
And, hell, he died because he was leading from the front.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
You know, if you don't train in the summer because it's too hot.
Yeah.
What happens when the bar is too cold to touch and your fingers stick to it?
Yep.
You won't train in the wintertime either.
Nope.
Which means you'll only train in the spring and in the fall.
Yep.
Well, we all know that because of climate change, we're not getting much of spring, we're not getting much of fall. We're going directly from winter into summer.
Yep.
And I don't remember, heck, I can't remember a nice long 3-month fall or spring. So we go from one extreme of weather to the other. And you know something? If you can't train in the hot weather, then condition yourself to train in the hot weather. We had a whole flag system in the service that used to tell us what we could do, how hard we could train depending on the humidity versus the temperature. And, you know, we sometimes push that, and I got heat stroke once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's okay. And, hell, I even got a positive chit for that because we were on a forced march.
Yeah.
And instead of just crumbling, I stepped out lateral to the line and just pole axe just straight fell
flat on my face. Flat on your, yeah.
Stiff as a board.
Yep.
You know, but I didn't interrupt the line. I didn't slow anybody else down.
Exactly.
You've got to train and get yourself conditioned to the heat. You've got to train and get yourself conditioned to the cold weather. Because, I'm sorry, unless you're training in air-conditioned splendor on those really fancy, nice machines like those Smith machines or those bouncy little balls that people are standing on to do freaking squats with. Shit. Shitheads.
Yeah.
Or what I saw today. Some guy, he had about 135 pounds on a bar doing squats. He wasn't holding onto the bar. He had his neck kind of crooked around, and he's hanging onto the bar with his neck, and he's squatting, and he's doing dumbbell curls at the same time. What?
Yeah.
You know, and somebody wrote down under the picture, their commentary was, soon to have cervical fusion. Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, barring the stupid stuff that you do in one of those really fancy gyms, if you're training like a warrior, if you're training by yourself, if you're training with a small, intense team, it's the very, very, very likely you will be training in bad weather.
Oh, yeah.
In inhospitable conditions. It won't be air-conditioned. It won't be luxurious. You won't have beautiful girls coming by and wiping the sweat off your brow as much as I'd wish to have beautiful girls coming by and wiping the sweat off my brow and other places too.
Go ahead.
You've got to develop that philosophy that you're going to keep on doing it regardless of the external conditions, regardless of what's happening. You're going to keep on pushing. Your totals have to keep on increasing. Your weights have to keep on going up. Unless something happens to you and you get struck by lightning, hit by a car, or an airplane falls on you, you're going to do better your next workout than you did the previous one.
Exactly.
Got to be that way.
Well, it has to be that way. And you know here, you know with what you do, it doesn't matter what the conditions are. I'm out there. You know, the other day, and I got to go out tomorrow. They're talking it's going to be hot as hell tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, it's going to start cooling down. But if I don't go tomorrow at some point, you know, they're talking, of course, torrential downpours. You know, that's because of, obviously, climate change. Yeah, okay.
It's cold weather.
So I have to go out and I'm going to be doing all one-sided training. And I've explained that before. I've had people ask me about it. It's very interesting. I'm going to go out and train my right side. That's all. Well, why do you do that? I got my own reasons of madness for why I do everything. It builds the body in a different way, and I'm always looking for another edge with whatever I'm up to at the time. And I will do last. I will do the dead stop squats at parallel, and being I went mid-fours, I usually do 50% of that. And the idea here is to not tax the body a lot with that because the other three movements are going to be brutal. I do a one-sided squat. Now, obviously, both you're going to get in a dead stop position at parallel. I use an Apollon axle. It will be on the right trap, one hand in front, one hand in the back. And you stand up with it. If you think it's fucking bullshit, try it. Most people probably couldn't even get out of the hole with it. All right. Then I'm doing a one-arm dumbbell press, dead stop. And that would be with a 2-inch handle, which right there is going to tax the shit out of everything. And then thirdly, I haven't decided. I'm either going to do a one-arm row with the 2-inch handle inside off plate, so we're going to raise it up. Or I'm going to use the outside apparatchia and put it through the big cables I use to do my flat dumbbell 2-inch bench presses outside. Going to be very interesting stuff. From there, I'll go in. I'll set the buffalo bar up at parallel, and I'll be exploding, let's just say, 220. All right? So, and then, you know, obviously throw some neck curls in, et cetera, et cetera. But the point of the matter, it's not going to be pleasant out there tomorrow. And I'm going to be emphasizing on one side, which, you know, that really puts a hammering on you. All right? And that's a whole other mental thing you've got to build. And I've helped people with this, and it's shored up a lot of weaknesses on them, too. So, look, warriors come in all different packages. We know that. But the real warrior is the guy or gal out there. No matter what's going on in their lives, no matter what's going on in their business, no matter how they feel, how they don't feel, the heat, the cold. You know, Dr. Wong said about freezing to a bar. You've all heard me say it. I did a front squat before. I had no heat going because I ran out of kerosene. That son of a bitch stuck right to my throat. All right? And then we know the story of when I wanted to be a Viking that day. And they were saying that if you're a real Viking, you lift without a shirt on. Well, I'm sure they're not lifting when it's like 10 below. And you don't think about that because you do sweat in cold weather. Well, I put that thing on and carried it, stuck to my chest. I had to rip it off to get it off me. I still got a scar from it. All right? Am I telling you to do that? No. But when you are engaged, it's like battle. And it is battle. It's survival to see who wins today in the weight room because, as my buddy Richie used to say, and I love it, it's the war with the weights. We are at war with them. Yep, we love them. I assume they love me. They vibrate. I vibrate. They kick my ass some days. I kick the fucking shit out of them on other days. I win. I lose. I lose. I win. There's nothing personal about it with any of it. But that's the feel of being a warrior of the world, to go out and not be afraid to give everything you got and still get thumped right across the forehead. All right? And then you go out on those other days, and I know we've all had them, it's like everything you do is like gold. You can't fail. You can't not, you know, you load right no matter what. You don't, you know, what I'm saying is it's an automatic rhythm. Like, it's like you're doing things and not even thinking about it. You're automatic. See, that's what it's all about. And when you build that type of being automatic with things, man, you know you're in for a big-ass day. So when you have that opportunity, take it fully, folks. Take it fully and just jam everything you can and walk out of there happier and shit. You know, you've got the blood-curdling scream when you're training like a warrior would. Yep, you're going to have chalk. Chances are you're going to have a little blood on you, too, because I always have a tendency to cut, scrape, metal cuts flesh. That's the way it is. There's nothing like little chalk. It coagulates blood. You should have that. You should have definitely some type of super glue. And always have a nail file, because we were talking about one day, and this was a tip I gave out on the show I did with James Fuller recently, and it's this. You want to go lift heavy sandbags? Make sure your fingernails are cut right down as low as you can get them, because I had it done to me for the first time. I don't have long fingernails, but it was long enough when you go to grab a heavy sandbag. You know what it does? It splits your fingernails. You break a nail or anything like that, you're going to have a bitch of a time lifting for the rest of the day. Two of the things that helped me out, it wasn't perfect. You probably should have Band-Aids out there, too, or a first aid kit. Make sure you can file that down, slap some super glue, go out, and give it the best you got. Go ahead, Doc. Take it.
You know, I love super glue. Absolutely love
yep.
super glue.
Yep.
I met a neurosurgeon who told me that he uses regular old super glue to glue brains together.
Yeah.
You can glue your nails together. In athletic training, we used to use tape on split nails. Just put tape across it, hold it together. But the super glue really works well.
Yeah.
You know, also on cuts.
Yep.
Especially those that someone gets hit with a racket on the eyebrow.
Yeah.
You bring the galia, all the little hairy stuff under the surface of the skin together first. After you put a tea bag on it, you put a wet tea bag on it to stop the bleeding.
Yep.
Then you put the galia together, a couple of drops of glue. You put the skin together, oppose it just right, a couple of drops of glue, and no stitches. It's perfect. The stuff works like a charm.
Yeah.
I have put so many racket people together using super glue that I did just, well, hell, I'm getting off on the super glue thing.
That's all right.
You know, there are times when we don't feel like we have the heart to train.
Right.
And that's when you either have to dig down deep or you find friends who give you encouragement.
Yep.
You know, you can get on Facebook and drop a note to Eric. You can drop a note to me. You can drop a note to any of the strong men. And we'll likely be very nice in answering you back.
Yeah.
Giving you a few words of encouragement, maybe some tips, maybe whatever. And that is usually enough to take someone off of a sticking point and get them into their training and get them into their day.
Yep.
It usually doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take cheerleaders.
No.
Like you find in some of the commercial gyms. Being that we're all warriors and not snowflakes, we really don't need cheerleaders.
Nope.
I mean, it's nice when your war is done, you know. You come back home and mom's got a meal for you. Your wife has a, you know, protein shake. Somebody makes a sandwich for you.
Yeah.
Great. If that happens, wonderful. If you're the only one in the house when your workout's done and you're preparing your own stuff, that's okay too. Again, the image of Toshiro Mifune wandering down the roads, the back roads in Japan, from village to village. Think about that. His steel was the sword. again, I touch on Yukio Mishima, who was a Japanese playwright who wrote Sun and Steel.
Yep.
Talked about him, did a whole, like, three-segment Facebook thing for 3 days on Yukio Mishima. Think about the training philosophy of Sun and Steel, tempering your body. Your body, you're turning it into stone. You're turning it into iron. You're turning it into steel by your training. And by your philosophy of training, you maintain your training. How many folks get come into this game, especially the young kids? They're all motivated. They want to be in the Olympics. They want to lift 400 pounds above their head. They want to be Mr. Olympia. They want to be that. And when they don't see anything happening in 6 weeks, what do?
They quit.
They quit. No heart. No warrior. If you've, hell, almost develop your warrior first, then come into the game.
Yep.
See yourself as that lone ronin, that lone samurai. The sword's across your back. You're just kind of wandering in the rain, eating a bowl of rice. You want to be left alone. You want to be left alone to do what? To train.
Mm-hmm.
When that leaf falls from the tree and you draw your sword and you slice it in half, that was training.
Yep.
And it happened. Just all of a sudden. If you get the urge to go out and slam on the weights with a new technique or try something like single-sided training the way Eric is doing now, go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use the motivation right then and there to get it done. I mean, don't quit and lose your job.
No.
To go to the gym. But do it as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Use the motivation. Be self-motivating. The philosophy of the warrior, especially the Ronin, is that he is self-motivating. And go read Yukio Mishima. He's a hard read. And when you listen to what he did, trying to overthrow the government of Japan single-handedly, almost single-handedly, he had like 12 guys with him. And the ritual sacrifice he made of himself, it's all really weird if you don't understand Oriental philosophy. But again, he was the lone warrior. He was making an example of himself, and he was putting himself out as the example of steel.
Yeah.
What you could do with sun and steel.
You know, isn't it interesting, too, like we talk about training alone and things of that nature. I never would have come up with probably two-thirds of these ideas, and I'm not saying nobody else had done them before, but there's a lot of stuff I never saw before. I'm sure there's people that one side train, but the majority of people are going to look at me like I got 15 heads, all right? Because look, the guys I used to train with, my brother he's just like a brother, my buddy Joey, that started causing a lot of friction because what I got from these guys, and these guys were no chump lifters, it was like, what good is it to just dead stop something out of the hole? Now, I can tell you this, you have to have a philosophy much different because, I was at a level where I was using monster weights with everything, and suddenly you start out of the hole dead stop. You're not going to start out with a 500, 600, 700-pound squat. You're going to be lucky if you come out of the hole at 300, and I'm not kidding you because there is a big difference with no rebound, all right? And these were some of the things I'm sure that caused the tension to a point where we split, all right? Because they were not going to do that. They either didn't feel they had the power to do it, they didn't feel it was worthy to do.
And they didn't want to lower their weights.
They did, exactly. So I've always been a guy that's never been afraid to show failure. To say, okay, I'm doing this now, and I've had to drop my squat or whatever in half, all right? I don't care about public sentiment, all right? I want to go do something, I'm going to go do it. And to me, I think video's great, but I've said this before with the product and everything, is this. I think education is going to be the most important thing you can do because as you get, if you stay as a warrior in what we love to do here in physical culture. you're going to be rewarded with so many great things down the road. Not only health, which is number one, but the ability to just keep coming up with creative ideas, things you want to try. Now, you have to be that mentality, but I do believe when you are a warrior of the world, you have that mentality. Maybe something hasn't happened yet, or something hasn't been unleashed on you yet, but you will find it. And, you know, I know people like to just show the best of the best and all this. Well, you know what? That's a load of shit, because everybody has very subpar days. We have lots of days that you're like, I don't even want to do this anymore. And then you have those days where you feel like you could climb the Empire State Building and wrestle King Kong. And I'm talking the Fay Wray one. I like that still the best, with the little fake monkey. All right. But the point of the matter I'm making here is this. Don't be afraid to show failure. Don't be afraid to tell people, well, it's not going as good as it has, but it will. Because that's what a warrior is all about. A warrior has the confidence in themselves to not only not worry about public sentiment, all right, what people are thinking about them, but they have the confidence because they know, if this is something I want to do, I don't care how long it takes, I'm going to do it. That's why I love the idea. I mean, I have people come over here once in a while. But I love the idea of training alone. You know, I'm as consistent as I can be, obviously. But you know what? I don't have to meet somebody at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 o'clock at night, you know, depending on what's going on with the business or personally. All right, I can't do it at 10 o'clock this morning, but my schedule's going to free me up from like 3 to 7. So I can work it right in there, still have dinner, and then come back and work. That's the essence of everything. And not only that, it's fun to go out there and just see what you got. I mean, doing the same thing day after day, year after year, yeah. You know, repetition's great. Growth is great. But don't you want something that's going to basically try to jackhammer you on your ass? I do. I wouldn't have been out there in 100 degrees the other day if I didn't. All right? Drink a lot. Wet towels. Wipe your face. Put it around your neck. Don't let yourself get cold, though. That's a big thing people do with water, way too much. So you got to be very careful how you do things. But man, oh man, what is life without a little bit of spice in it, you know? Go down and dump a capsule of cayenne pepper down your throat and see how you feel. That's what I would say. Go ahead, Doc, take it.
You know, there's a difference between just a regular trooper, a regular soldier, let's say, and a warrior. You can be a soldier, you can be a lifter, and you can go into the gym regularly, you know, not obsessively.
I don't want to be obsessive about exercise.
You can just be the regular old line private in a regular old infantry platoon and just be the regular old rifleman, or you can be a ranger.
Yep.
You can just be a regular old air policeman, just walking your beat, making sure nobody steals the B-52s, or you can be an Air Force PJ. Now, I mentioned the PJs twice today.
Yep.
Honest to God, I think even more than the Navy SEALs, even more than the Marine Recons that I've seen, the PJs are just physical training fools. I have never seen anybody train as hard, do as much physical training as the Air Force parajumpers. They are the elite of the elite of the Air Force.
Yep.
The Air Force has an elite. They're it. And you know them because they're the only squared away people in the Air Force. They're the only guys who actually look like they're really glad to be wearing the uniform. You could shave on their creases. They wear jump boots with the bloused bottoms on their trousers to show that they are parachutists. They wear red berets. These guys are super sharp. And watching them work out or being with them when they work out will kill you.
Yeah.
Very, very simple. The Rangers don't train that hard. I don't think that the SEALs come close. The PJs are just absolutely amazing. And these guys will work out all by themselves.
Exactly.
So when they're in a team, yes, they're motivating each other. They're strengthening each other. They're bonding. They're creating camaraderie.
Yep.
When they're alone, they train just as hard, and they're just as nasty to themselves, and the results are amazing.
Yep. You know, go ahead.
If you train with heart.
Yeah.
If you train with a philosophy. If you train with a vision of where you want to be, and you don't give up on that vision, like those high school kids who want to be Mr. Olympia, okay, what are you going to lose? What are you going – how many dates are you not going to have?
Yep.
How many weekends are you going to give up? How many nights are you not going to have to reach your goal? How many dances are you going to miss? How many nightclubs are you not going to go to? How many drinks are you not going to do because – it'll spoil your diet. You've got to be so focused on what you want. That's where the warrior comes in.
Yep.
That's the difference between a ranger and a regular infantry lineman.
Yeah.
Regular line infantry.
Yep.
You know, you've got the units that are just cannon fodder. And I hate to say that, but, you know, when you look at D-Day, they did not spend the best units on D-Day.
No.
They didn't want to. They saved Patton for later.
Yep.
Okay. You know, you've got your elites. They did have some elite units in D-Day. But you've got your elites, and then you've got your regular, just, I'm here and I'm doing my job, guys.
Yep.
You want to be amongst the elites. And the way to do that is to have a philosophy. I keep on hammering on this. You've got to have a philosophy.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a vision.
Yep.
Of where you want to be, where you're going to be, and you already have to see yourself there.
You know, and that nails it right on the head, because if I was going to say, we could name attributes, obviously, of a warrior. How do you get going to be a warrior? Well, the first thing among many is you better have standards developed right away, because you can't do anything without a standard. And standards are basically the philosophy of how you live your life, who you emulate, who you want to be like. Are you taking things from X, Y, and Z, and you admire them, you model yourself off different people, but you model it with your own version of you? This is the same way with business. You need to be able to model people you admire, successful people. And I know today, those things are all discounted in so many circles. And you know what? I don't want to be in your circle. We're building our own circle here on M&M, and we have built it. And you cannot get anywhere in the world if you're just going to be somebody's lapdog. If you're going to follow everybody that's doing the most current popular stuff. You look at what Dr. Wong does. You look at what I do, or anybody in our family that's here. Most of the stuff we do is very obscure stuff. Now, how many people are you going to see other than somebody with a martial arts teaching concept of basically filling bags of rocks and punching them? You're not going to find a lot of people doing that, folks. How many people are you going to find to go out and do one-sided training? And I'm not talking just using little pussy-ass shit weights. I'm talking about taking things that could just break you in half all the time. Why do I do this? And we'll get right to Dr. Wong. Why do I do this? This is – I want to try to choose the right words here. All the years I've trained, you know, and we know where all this came from, between the sand weight set, the wooden bench – obviously, my brother Jimmy, the Hulk. I can't say it enough, because this story of my family is, to me, the biggest thing with motivation and muscle. It's the pin in the gun, the firing pin. It's the ball in the cannon. You know, it's the gamma radiation we talk about running through my veins, I always say. That if they came to me and said you can have gamma like the Hulk, they could sit me down and inject me full right now of it. I don't care. To some people, that sounds like you're out of your mind. No. Strength, honor, giving back, coming up with new ideas, guidance, people that need to listen to this, people that are down on their knees basically begging for somebody to give them something. Something to bite onto, something to clamp onto. That's why I always say near the end of the show, five words of inspiration can change your life. It sure as hell can. And if you don't believe me, try it with somebody that's on their ass. Because I've done it with people and I've had it done to me. It changes your perspective for that moment. And when that happens, a lot of great things can come. But like I said, with this whole thing with the training, with the one-sided, punching bags of rocks, it started with that, with Jimmy. But it's fostered its way through me through the years. It's like, picture yourself just in the water of iron. And it's circulating around you constantly. You're absorbing it constantly. It's growing bigger and bigger. And all the things, no matter what they were, that were in your life, past and present, friends you trained with, brothers you trained with, it didn't matter. It was all part of the program, the build. We keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger. And that is the essence of everything. Because all these things that are happening, there's more and more knowledge coming into you, whether it's coming from the universe, whether it's coming through study, whether it's coming through training with people that have been doing it a long time. Like Dr. Wong said, the training, the training, the training, the training. You got to eat. Obviously, you got to sleep. We know all that stuff. But it's the training out there. That's where I draw more inspiration than anywhere, because I'm out there in the middle of nowhere pretty much dealing with things that I love more than anything, but literally can kill me. All right. But that's where you draw the warrior. The warrior is drawn within, and then you build it to the out. There's no out coming in other than what's around you, inspiring you, the world, you know, whatever you're absorbing like that. But the build is coming from within to out, all right? And this is what it's all about. You cannot become a warrior, and I think the best thing would be, obviously, other than great teachers, you need to go off on your own. You know, we talk about the warriors. You watch Shaolins, you know, I mean, the old Kung Fu, things of that nature where, yeah, they were in a place where they all learned. They grew, learned. But what did they do to them when they got to that point? They released them to the world. That's what happens here with the iron and steel and rock and sand, whatever you want to classify it as. If you listen, if you open your heart to it, and you're willing to bleed, you will make it to the point where you will be astounded at that point where life is coming to an end. Is there nothing more rewarding than leaving this world and saying, you know what? I did every fucking thing I set out to do. And if I didn't finish it, the next life I'm coming back. It's all yours, Doc.
We start off motivation being externally motivated. Watching Bill March train was amazingly motivating. Watching one of the strongest men I had ever seen on a power rack was just an amazing thing to watch. Meeting Sergio Oliva and seeing a guy whose upper arms were bigger than my waist was just amazing. Having a fencing maestro who made us do lunges for what seemed like miles and miles and miles of fencing lunges so that you had a huge-ass right thigh from doing fencing lunges, and you thought you were going to die. My fencing maestro, who is presently, I think, at Princeton.
Yep.
When he was at Brooklyn College, Maestro Michele. No, excuse me. Maestro Sebastiani. He was twice modern Olympic pentathlon for the French Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
He had been in Algeria during the Algerian Civil War when Algeria broke away from France. He was an officer with the French army as a sniper unit tied to the Foreign Legion. Talk about hard ass.
Oh, yeah.
And he trained his fencers like that. So when I say that we did lunges for miles, we did lunges for miles.
Yeah.
We got a right thigh that was bigger than our left thigh because that's what you lunge with is your lead side. You don't switch sides from one to the other. Initially, we start off with external motivation, And then we get to the point where it's all internal. Yep. We don't need the external stuff, the inspiration anymore. We need that as kids.
Yep.
We need that as newbies.
Yep.
You know, you walk into your Marine recruiter's office. He's all squared away. He's got his dress blues on. He looks, yeah, I want to look like that. I want to be like that.
Yep.
Okay. You see your greeny beanie. Yeah, I want to wear that hat.
Yep.
Okay. We go from external sources of motivation to the point where we very quietly walk up to the bar.
Yeah.
And we know that fucker's going to move.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it move. It's going to bend. It's going to groan.
Yeah.
It's going to fight us back. But one way or another, either fast or slow, we're going to make that thing move.
Yeah.
We're going to pick up that piece of stone that hasn't been lifted up off the ground for 100 damn years.
Yep.
The rain hasn't moved it. The wind hasn't moved it. We're going to move it.
Yep.
We go from external, from external to internal sources of motivation. And in that change, we develop our philosophy of training.
Yep.
I can't say this enough. You have to have a philosophy of training, and you have to have the end point envisioned. And no, I never got to have Sergio's arms. I didn't have his genetics. And I never got to be as strong as Bill March. Didn't have the genetics.
Yep.
But damn if I didn't freaking try.
And that's the key right there. You would not let up, and you did it and did it and did it. See, this is where this philosophy needs to be taught and engaged constantly with whomever is doing whatever they are doing. And I will tell you this. It is the most beneficial honor and privilege to be able to go out in that yard of mine day in and day out if I so choose, or every 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, whatever, and have the ability to engage again. Because as Dr. Wong said, the external stimulation no longer matters, okay? I want to emphasize this. You cannot do anything unless it's built internally. Period. Period, period, period. Yep, maybe you can have a little luck outside, but that luck will run out quick because eventually the body's going to get beaten down enough mentally and physically where what are you going to have to fall back on? When you go out and compete, whether you're in a group of 12 for World's Strongest Man, anything local, or you decide to go maybe with a couple guys and you're going to go lift a 418-pound Husafell stone and walk at 50 meters, I'm going to tell you firsthand, and most of the guys and gals that have done things like that, you can hear everybody yelling, but I got news for you. When you're walking, you don't hear them, and it's a blur, all right? So where is that coming from then? That's your internal system motivating and driving you to get to wherever you have to go. Is it not good to have people pulling you and pushing for you? Yeah, but if that's all you're going to rely on, your days as a warrior, if you want to do some big, magnificent things, some impressive things, you're going to fail miserably. Because you have to have that, I like to say, I don't want to use the word quiet time, but you need that serenity, that silence, that when you train, all you're thinking about is what you've got on that bar and yourself. Now, that might sound selfish to people, but you know something? When I get out on that field, I want to make sure I've done every single thing that I feel that I've done to make me the best I can be and go out there and nail it. There's no guarantee I'm going to lift it that day. It might be one of those days it comes up, but you can't handle it. You can't hold it. You can't walk it. You go out there the next day and you walk it around like what the fuck was going on with me a day or two before. This is what happens. But it's much better to prepare yourself in all these different instances and rehearse them and have it happen to you and triumph than try to have to rely on somebody for your welfare and then go out there and fail miserably, because you don't want to see anybody do that. You want to see people keep building capacity to become better and better and better. Dr. Wong, summarize anything. We'll finish up, give out all your information. I'll give mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
Sure. You hit on a really good point, Eric.
Thanks.
When you're walking the farmer's walk.
Yeah.
When you're doing the events. When you are fighting the opponent in the ring. When you've got gooks coming in through the wire. and the mortar bombs are blowing up. And the machine gun. You can't hear shit.
Yep.
Because you're so focused on killing that son of a bitch in front of you.
Yep.
Bayoneting him, shooting him, tearing his head off. Doing whatever. You're so focused on boxing the heck out of your opponent. You're so focused on walking the farmer's walk, walking those weights down the other end of the field, that you're not listening to anything.
Nope.
The frickin' nukes may be going off, but that's not where your concentration is. And that's exactly how you need to train.
Yep.
Every single day.
Yep.
Now, my wife gave me a present. She bought me a 1970s jukebox.
Okay.
That I have filled with 1960s 45s.
Yep.
And it sometimes plays while I'm working out. But you know, when I'm on a specific exercise and I'm really concentrating on the lift, I don't hear it.
No.
Yeah, there's a thump, 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 thump going on in the background.
Yep.
Just like there's a thump, 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 thump going on in a battle.
Yep.
Or the crowd in a boxing ring. Or, you know, the crowd in a lifting event, but you don't hear them. They become nebulous. You're focused. You are just eyeball to eyeball. The only thing in the world is you and what you're trying to do. Your enemy, the weights, the farmer's walk, whatever. And that's what you concentrate on. And that's the way we need to train. The days when you have that are the days when you fling the weights around.
Yep.
And the days when you don't have that are the days when the weights beat the shit out of your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who wants to hear me further rant and rave can go to drwongradio.com. If you want to read my writings on health, exercise, martial arts, and spirituality, please go to drwong.us, drwong.us. U is in United, S is in States. And if you want to take a look at our supplements, please come and take a look at how beautiful our new website is at drwongsessentials.com.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I'm sure you've probably watched it because I love Rocky Marciano. And that that reminds me of when we just talked about the concentration, not worrying about what's around you. I can remember, I think it was a second fight with Jersey Joe Walcott, and Marciano was pretty much blind at that point because both eyes were almost swollen shut. And he did an amazing thing. I mean, I've got the picture of the shot to his face where his whole face looks distorted. This is Jersey Joe. And the excerpt was, and he talked, and it was very impressive because you think about what a special fighter he was. And they said, how did you connect when just about every round up to that point of the knockout you were pretty much blind? And he said, the way I trained always, I know that he trained with his eyes shut a lot, so they pressed him more. He said, you know how I knew to get him? He says, I could feel his punches coming through the air. He could feel the air around him literally. And he found out what he had to do, and he knocked him out. I mean, think about that. He could hardly see, and he could feel the air around him when the punches were being thrown. And he connected, and he won the fight, obviously. So, you know, this is what it's all about. When we talk warriors, and I'm going to finish right here, is this. Always have the courage to do the right thing. Be an honorable man or woman, and be loyal. I always talk about loyalty here. If there's one thing I'm always looking for people that are associated with me, it's loyalty. It's an Italian thing, but it's something that everybody, I believe, wants. You know, and your integrity and not being selfish about things. You know, we talk about passing this stuff on to people. Offering solutions. This is what it's all about. There's more to a warrior than that, but that's some pretty good ways to get started. And remember this, don't be afraid to go out on your own. That's how you're going to be excellent. You're going to be extraordinary. Is there anything else, Dr. Wong, you got, brother?
That's it.
All right.
We have covered it. Hope everyone understands and starts developing and growing this warrior inside of them.
And I'm sure we'll do more down the road on it. But this is Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. You want to get a product that smacks of this show? Go out and get the Winner's Circle. I'll leave it there. Also, too, if you'd like to contribute to us, $25, $50, and $100, go out right to Fiorello Barbell Co. right now. Hit the contribute button. It'll take you right to my PayPal account. You can read what you get, but you know on all three plans, you're going to get the Winner's Circle. The first module, obviously, called The Beginning. Then, obviously, on the 50 and the 100, the 50, you get a half an hour free time with me. And the 100, you get one full hour. And don't forget, on the Winner's Circle, there's 8 gentlemen and women, including Dr. Wong, that have offered 1 hour of their time free when you buy the product. So, I mean, there is not a lose-lose anywhere there. And as I said, that's going to be a product that is going to be around for a long time, because I'll give you a little tip. One of the things on the docket is a new thing we're going to do called the Video Vault. And let me tell you, the Winner's Circle will be chock full of the Video Vault. So that's just a little thing to think about down the road. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done. If you had to pay for that, that would be a very expensive book. Let me tell you that right now. There is just boatloads of information there, like everyone here. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? No, that's it. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We thank everybody for that. Also, to AHA Directory. That's AHA. Get Motivation Muscle 24/7 in your car. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you'll kick ass with everything you do in life. If there's a show you'd like Dr. Wong and I to do, go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Send me a little note. I guarantee you we can come up with anything you want. I'll leave you with a group of things here, and this is what I talked about during the show. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, 5 words will inspire you to get you off your feet or change your life. There's been a lot of people that could use that, especially right now. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, push it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust, or fill your bag full of stones, hang it from a big limb, and beat it till your fingers bleed. Go and do that. Also, too, the Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says, domination in blood red. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, it's even bigger than that. It's like Mount St. Helens blowing, and all you do is see just streams of tea coming down the side, wetting everybody down with it, and get him acclimated to manhood again. That's what I love about all that. Frank Klein, my greatest business college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor ever, who's coming up on 3 years. We lost him. He'd walk everybody to the door and say, keep smiling. Say that on your best day or worst day. I guarantee you, you'll smile. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we won't even knock or kick your door in. We will blow the roof right off your house. Join the family. Join the revolution. I promise you, 30 years of the most outstanding information and radio that you could ever absorb. Also, too, as I said, Les Brown, you all have greatness in you. We take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And It's just very important stuff. Dr. Wong, always an honor. Thank you for being on, sir. 30
Thank
more years.
It's an honor to be on with you, Eric.
And I really appreciate you saying that. That means the world to me, believe me, because of the respect I have for you and the no-nonsense horse shit that people throw out, and we don't do any of that here. And that's why we are great, and that's why we are men of integrity. And I thank you for that. It's an honor for me. But I'm going to sign off right now, but I'm going to add a couple things. So for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have Dr. Wong on again very shortly. But I will tell you this, and you've heard Dr. Wong here many times with me, and this is it. Men, get off the couch. Get rid of the nine-month belly. We talked about this, I say, in every show. Contact Dr. Wong. Talk to him about your testosterone, all your levels. Get a check. Get rid of this estrogen. Let's get rid of the Humpty Dumpty look. Get rid of the spare tire. Become men again. Get out in society again and lead. We need you right now. And women, the same way. Support your men. Men, support your women. Don't let these organizations and all these stupid fucks that mean nothing drive wedges between you. And you've got kids, sons and daughters, they look up to you. Nieces and nephews, they look up to you. Look, I had my nephew Danny here the other day, 7 years old, carrying stones that we've got built for him, flipping 15-inch tires, putting together all kinds of stuff, you know, bricks, farmers walks, doing handwork. And the greatest thing was I was doing some rototilling. Now, this is a 7-year-old little boy. I mean, he's not small, but he's not big either. And he was just over the top of the handle. I said, do you want to come out and help me? And he says, yes. I had him, he could hold the handle back to make it move. Obviously, I had to help him push it a little bit. But you talk about manly things. You talk about getting a young boy interested. My sister and my brother-in-law are fantastic with all the kids. But Danny's the only boy. He's a little boy, all right? And it makes my heart just grow to see that, because I taught him how to choke the thing off, how to start it, how to know how to stay away from something. Don't put your hands near anything. All these things that someday I'm sure we're going to talk about when he gets a little bit older. And these are the things like my grandmother used to do with us that made such an impression on us. I spend the time with him because it's so important. It does me so much good, too. I just love doing it. I congratulate my brother-in-law, Dan. He's got one hell of a son there, and he's one hell of a father all the way around. But Danny he's aces, man, like all the kids. So those are the things that matter, men. Same thing with women. We will talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, and I really hope you'll give this show and everything Dr. Wong and I talk about your full attention and really get into this. Thanks. Have a great weekend. This show will be up tomorrow, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.